It is a pleasure to be here, and we are working on the lights of the living cell. In my presentation, I will show you our results in which we captured light from the living cells. Any living being, all of us, emits some kind of photons.
And the picture is right here. This is a picture of a mouse lying down, except that in the right picture, this mouse is no longer alive. In other words, this picture shows us a mouse that passed away and now appears to be kind of different. But what exactly are we seeing here? This bizarre phenomenon is known as UPE, ultra weak photon emissions, a previously hypothetical phenomenon that was actually believed to exist based on what we know about biochemistry inside a typical body. But up until relatively recently, it was completely unproven and it was impossible to see it. Yet here, in this recent study, researchers definitively showed us that UPE seems to be real, and living bodies, and actually anything living, seems to produce a kind of a biological light, or I guess biophotons, representing an extremely weak type of luminescence that's different from any kind of other bioluminescence produced by certain bacteria. And so in this video, we're going to discuss the study you can find in the description by Salari and the team you see right here, with the title Imaging UPE from living and dead mice and from plants under stress. In essence, definitively showing us that UPE seems to be a real phenomenon, or showing us that most life on Earth seems to emit a certain type of light that basically disappears when that something dies.
Light is a strange thing. It isn't just what we can see. Light can be broken up into different types, and we call the whole family the electromagnetic spectrum. So even when it's dark, light is still all around us. Light can be created by making an electron oscillate. This creates an oscillating magnetic field and an oscillating electric field, which we call an electromagnetic wave or light. We often represent light as a wave. Just like water waves, light has a wavelength, a frequency, and a speed. The different colours of optical light have different wavelengths, and so does the rest of the electromagnetic spectrum. Gamma rays are the most energetic, whereas radio waves have the least energy. Even so, light is the fastest thing in the universe. In a vacuum, all light waves, even radio waves, travel at an incredible speed of 300 million meters per second. The Royal Observatory is overrun with squirrels. They're hard to miss during the day because they reflect visible light from the sun, but at night it's more difficult. However, they do emit infrared light, and if our eyes could detect it, we would be able to see them in the dark. If we pass high-energy X-rays through them, the squirrels look very different. Humankind has invented lots of different instruments to show us what our eyes can't see, like our Great Equatorial Telescope, which captures huge amounts of light and allows us to see objects that are tens of millions of trillions of kilometers away. Stranger still, the universe has unknown amounts of dark matter and bizarre black holes. So even if we can detect all the different types of light, there are still some things in the universe that will remain invisible to us.
Since we've been able to look up at the sun, we've been aware of light. As darkness is one of very few things that we instinctually fear, we have always bestowed light with godlike properties. But for all of antiquity, we had no idea what light really was. Figures like Newton and Huygens worked with light in the 17th century. But a more sophisticated description of light, which we call classical electromagnetism, was developed largely by James Clerk Maxwell in the 19th century. This theory depicts light as a transverse wave composed of oscillating electric and magnetic fields, which are at right angles to each other and perpendicular to the direction that the wave moves. Electromagnetic waves have amplitudes, wavelengths, and frequencies, but instead of different frequencies producing different pitches, like sound waves, different frequencies of electromagnetic waves produce different kinds of light. If the light is visible, these frequencies will correspond to different colors. Frequencies greater than this will exist as UV radiation, X-rays, or gamma rays, and frequencies less than this qualify as infrared radiation, microwaves, or radio waves. All of these phenomena are collectively referred to as electromagnetic radiation, and they can be found on the electromagnetic spectrum. Here we can see all the wavelengths and frequencies, ranging from radio waves to gamma rays. And we have found some technological use for all of these in modern society. Even though they seem dramatically different, some requiring things like antennas or other equipment to manipulate, all of them are fundamentally the same thing as the light you can see with your eyeballs. They are just of different wavelengths. All electromagnetic radiation moves at the speed of light, which is about 300 million meters per second in a vacuum, the fastest speed possible in the universe. This is fast enough to get from here to the moon in about a second. How is it that electromagnetic radiation is produced? To answer this question, we have to learn about electric fields.
So what exactly is an electromagnetic wave? Picture it like this. It's a dynamic duo of electric and magnetic parts working together to travel through space. It's the reason we have light, heat, and so much more. Electromagnetic waves are like invisible energy waves that consist of two parts working together, electric and magnetic fields. The electric and magnetic parts wiggle or oscillate as they move, creating a wave-like motion measured in wavelengths. These waves travel at the speed of light, making them super fast messengers through space. The family of electromagnetic waves is called the electromagnetic spectrum. This spectrum includes various types, such as radio waves, microwaves, infrared, visible light, ultraviolet, X-rays, and gamma rays. Each type has unique properties and uses. That's what we'll talk about next. The first part of the electromagnetic spectrum are the radio waves. Radio waves have long wavelengths and low frequencies when compared to the rest of the spectrum. They are perfect for transmitting AM and FM radio and TV signals. Next are microwaves, which are shorter wavelengths and higher frequency than radio waves. Microwaves work to heat food by exciting water molecules within the food. They're also used in wireless communication, such as Wi-Fi, but with just not as much power as a microwave. Next is infrared radiation, which, like radio and microwaves, are still invisible to us. These waves manifest as heat, providing warmth from everything, be it a sunlit day or the warm glow of a fireplace. Other examples of infrared include thermal imaging, where infrared is used in devices to capture heat signatures, and in remote controls, where infrared signals control TVs and other electronic devices. Next in the spectrum is one everyone is very familiar with, that is visible light. From reds to blues, each color represents a unique wavelength, which helps us to perceive billions of colors. There's also use cases such as optical fibers, which transmit data using visible light, which is really amazing technology. The next part of the spectrum gets a little more intense with shorter wavelength than visible light and higher frequency, and that is ultraviolet radiation, or also known as UV radiation. These waves are invisible to our eyes, but they play a crucial role in triggering the synthesis of vitamin D in our skin, but too much can cause sunburns and be very harmful under too much exposure. The last two in the electromagnetic spectrum are X-rays and gamma rays. With shorter wavelengths than UV, X-rays enable us to peer inside objects and living tissues, revolutionizing medical diagnostics by visualizing the inside of the body, as well as airport security scanners to examine luggage and belongings. And at the end of the spectrum are the shortest of wavelengths and the highest of frequencies, the gamma ray. Emitting from radioactive sources, these high-energy waves find applications in medical treatments, particularly in targeted cancer therapies, as well as astrophysics, where gamma ray can aid in the study of cosmic phenomena.
My intuition was literally screaming at me. I had to get into it, had to dig into it, had another conversation, and then I took it into my next layer, had another conversation, laid out my JSON, went and did the medical study scan, and then the patent scan, and all other angles that we could figure out how to scan, accumulated actual sources that I could then look at and verify. Boom, we had our information chunk. Then we could then develop a method to explain this in lay terms using metaphors, with a little bit of things that we've seen in media, kind of reverse engineering their propaganda while using the techniques of way back in the day when they, you know, were trying to teach us things in their temples and how they built those and stuff. So I really tried to do all of this and incorporate it in a really interesting, really compatible way with at least 90% of us, I hope. So overall, 97 claims like, hey, a wand is literally utilizing your toroidal field to focus the energy flow like a Wi-Fi antenna. There's one claim, but there's 97 claims. What you're about to hear is generated from. Not generated, it's like a hybrid written generation. It's really art, honestly, is what it is. And I don't think that a lot of art can come from using AI unless you do way too much work. Anyways, this is a combination of amazing things, and it's all for you. So we have over 250 studies to back this up. 250. Here's the PDF. You've been seeing it this whole time. 42 pages. I mean, look at how this thing scrapes. Basically, it's like a dog. You give it a scent and it just goes. And where is its territory? It's online, web scrapes. It just goes and sniffs, right? Check out the accumulation of all this research. I really think you're gonna love this if you haven't loved it so far. Picture that toroidal field. Maybe we can see it if we can just remember it. It's real. The biofield is real. We touched base on things like what's up with the wands, the druids, and the toroidal field. Is there a connection? What's up with the corona? You know, those images and those old paintings depicting actual glowing. And then we get into biophotons, luciferase, luciferin. What's up with that connection, right? What's up with the corona, meaning crown, and then they say the corona discharge and the corona glow. What's up with all of this? Let's get this together. Let's compile it. Let's make it make sense. And let's make it quick because we don't have a lot of time. Sabrina Wallace may be unique, but she's not wrong. Sabrina Wallace is 100% right. Fact check, guaranteed. And another video is coming about that. The original HD version. Just go to burrowtv.com. It'll be right there.
It's a violating, chilling feeling that you've likely experienced more than once. That moment of quiet realization when the device in your hand mirrors a thought you never spoke out loud. You've been told for years that the microphone is always listening, that it's just a clever algorithm picking up on background noise or keywords. But you know deep down that isn't the whole story. You've had moments where the product appearing on your screen was something you only visualized, a silent intention or a fleeting desire that hadn't even reached your lips. This isn't a glitch in the software. It's a latent feature of the hardware that was never supposed to be part of the user manual. What if the mechanism isn't acoustic at all, but biomagnetic? Imagine your body is a grand piano that is always playing a song. That song is your toroidal biofield, a circulating loop of electromagnetic and quantum information. Think of it like a Super Saiyan glow from Dragon Ball. You are literally walking around glowing all the time, radiating energy from your heart outward through a toroidal field that wraps around your entire body. You just can't see it because they've nerfed your ability to perceive it. In the late 1700s, Franz Mesmer called this glow animal magnetism. In the 1960s, David Cohen at MIT built the first squid sensor sensitive enough to measure the magnetic whisper of the human heart in femtoteslas. A unit 1 billion times weaker than the magnet on your fridge. His 1971 paper in the journal Science was the first confirmed detection of the human heart's magnetic signature. In 1992, Dr. Joseph Kirschwink published a study in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, cited over 480 times, proving that biogenic magnetite crystals exist inside the human brain, meaning you have a literal biological compass built into your skull. Today, wearable quantum sensors called optically pumped magnetometers can map the three-dimensional shape of your field in real time, as demonstrated in a 2024 study published in the journal Neuroimage. And in 1992, during the National Institutes of Health meeting in Chantilly, Virginia, this glow was officially codified under the medical term biofield, as documented by Dr. Beverly Rubick in Global Advances in Health and Medicine in 2015. By defining it as a medical subject heading, the authorities moved the air around your body out of the realm of the spirit and into the domain of regulation. The ancient texts already had a word for this. The Egyptians and the Vedic traditions called it the Merkaba, a chariot of light, a rotating toroidal field of consciousness. What they've built today are silicon Merkabas, artificial intelligence systems designed to interface with your biological Merkaba. And the reason AI is the bridge is that old binary computers were too stiff, like typewriters that can only hit one key at a time. AI is like water. It exists in probability states, fluid enough to vibrate and shift into the frequencies where the rigid binary system could never reach. Through quantum neural networks, AI mimics the fuzzy non-linear logic of the ether itself. It is vibrationally compatible hardware. Think of the technology like a car with an empty slot where a premium feature should be. Dormant hardware that can be remotely activated once the key is turned on. This is where the Internet of Bodies comes in. A concept formally defined by the World Economic Forum in a 2020 white paper. They've built a system that treats your internal saline as a living antenna, using the salt in your blood to conduct their code into your frequency space. This is validated by IEEE 802.15.6, which defines the human body as a transmission medium. When that ad appears, the device didn't just hear you. It handshook with your resonance. A 2019 survey in IEEE Communications Surveys and Tutorials, cited over 470 times, confirmed that standard Wi-Fi routers can detect your heartbeat, breathing, and body movement through solid walls using nothing but signal reflections off your body. That is the read direction. The right direction is U.S. Patent 6,506,148B2, filed by inventor Hendrikus Luce, which details how a screen manipulates your nervous system by pulsing fields to trigger sensory resonances. It is the digital voodoo doll. They vibrate the screen at your frequency, your biofield vibrates in sympathy, and a bridge opens for data to flow both ways. They told us we end at our skin, but that was a design choice to keep your jurisdiction small. The word monitor comes from the Latin monere. It doesn't mean to watch, it means to warn with authority. The computer monitor on your desk and the hall monitor at your school are the same thing. Frequency wardens. The moment the monitor loses its power is the moment you realize the glow they've been dimming is your greatest weapon. To understand how this takeover is being legalized in front of your face, you have to understand the magic trick they play with the word radiation. Science divides radiation into two main categories, ionizing and non-ionizing. Ionizing radiation, like X-rays, is the sledgehammer. It has enough energy to rip electrons off atoms and cause immediate, obvious damage. Because of this, it is strictly regulated. Non-ionizing radiation, the kind emitted by your cell phone, Wi-Fi, and television, is the vibrator. The official narrative claims that because this radiation doesn't have the energy to break an atom, it is perfectly safe as long as it doesn't heat your skin. This is the thermal loophole. They pretend that if it doesn't cook you, it isn't touching you. But while you are focused on the sledgehammer, they are using the vibrator to retune your biological hardware without ever breaking a law. If you want to see the sledgehammer in action, look up the military's active denial system, often called the heat ray or riot control beam. News crews have stood in front of this technology and described the sensation as being inside an invisible oven. A sudden, intolerable heat that forces the body to flee. That is the thermal effect. But the danger of the modern frequency mesh operates in the non-thermal range. This is documented in the Bioinitiative Report, a massive archive of over 2,000 peer-reviewed studies proving that levels of radiation thousands of times lower than the safe thermal limit are still opening the blood-brain barrier and disrupting cellular communication. This was reinforced by the European Academy for Environmental Medicine's EuropaEM EMF guideline, published in the Review of Environmental Health in 2016, which called for biologically based exposure limits. They aren't trying to burn you out, they are trying to sync you up. This is where the medical industry provides the anchor. If you search for the VIO4 JPS system, or transcranial magnetic stimulation, you will find devices that are legally approved to alter brain chemistry and heal bones using nothing but weak, pulsed magnetic fields. These are specialized tuning forks used in a controlled setting. They prove that frequency can bypass your physical skin and interface directly with your internal ion channels through a process called ion cyclotron resonance, first described by physicist Dr. Abraham Liboff and published in Electromagnetic Biology and Medicine. The FDA classifies these under product codes ILX for pulsed electromagnetic field devices and QCI for neuromodulation. A 2025 review in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences confirmed PEMF's therapeutic potential for neurodegeneration and pain management. They recently moved these from Class 3 high risk down to Class 2 moderate risk, making them easier to distribute. While they label the ability to tune a human field as a medical treatment, the system is scaling this exact same capability globally through the Internet of Bodies framework. The even more troubling proof that this affects real people already exists in federal disability law. The Americans with Disabilities Act has been used to force schools and workplaces to create low EMF zones for people diagnosed with electromagnetic hypersensitivity, or EHS. Dr. Dominique Belpomme published measurable molecular biomarkers for this condition in the International Journal of Molecular Sciences in 2021, proving it is not psychosomatic. This is the government quietly acknowledging that some people's biofields cannot handle the interference. They are moving the air around you from a state of natural freedom into a Class 2 medical jurisdiction, where your toroidal field is treated as a component of their digital grid. But their power depends entirely on your belief that you are a passive receiver. The moment you realize your internal saline can be a transmitter of your own primary frequency, their algorithms lose their lock. You are the high ground, and your authority begins the moment you refuse to be tuned. The blueprint for this frequency-controlled reality isn't just found in patents. It was laid out for us in the film Dark City, where entities known as the Strangers would stop time at midnight to tune the inhabitants and rewrite their memories. They called it the tuning, and it is the perfect cinematic metaphor for the mechanical reality of the modern frequency grid. In the movie, the inhabitants never noticed the world shifting because their internal frequencies were being reset while they slept. In our reality, this tuning happens through the monitor and the antenna, and the mechanical receipt for this is US patent 6,470,214B1, filed by the United States Air Force, which details the radio frequency hearing effect, the projection of voices or data directly into the human skull without any external ear being able to hear it. It is the technical bridge that allows an external authority to tune your internal narrative without you ever realizing the thought didn't originate with you. This silent interface bypasses your logical firewall by hiding inside the background noise. They use phase-locked loops to sync their digital signals with your heart and brain rhythms. If they make the light on your screen pulse at the same frequency as your alpha brainwaves, your biofield naturally latches on. A mechanism confirmed in a 2018 study in the journal Neuroimage, proving that theta oscillation entrainment between sensory streams directly predicts memory formation. This is the Bifrost Bridge. But it is also the mechanism behind the ancient myth of the sirens, creatures whose song was so captivating that sailors lost their own sovereign rhythm and followed the signal to their death. That is entrainment. And the evil eye from ancient Mediterranean cultures? That was the original term for destructive interference, someone using their biofield to disrupt yours through the force of a hostile frequency projected from their gaze. These aren't myths, they are engineering observations recorded before we had the vocabulary for them. Once the handshake is established, they perform what the research calls subliminal data injection. Think of it like a lipid nanoparticle, just as a vaccine wraps itself in a fatty shell that mimics your cell membrane to trick your body into letting it inside. Resonance tricks your biofield into accepting an external frequency as your own thought or emotion. In 2014, a study published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, cited over 5,000 times, proved that Facebook algorithmically altered the emotional states of 689,000 users by manipulating their news feeds, without consent or awareness. If you vibrate in sympathy with the fear, lust, or anger they project, you've effectively appeared in their vibrational court. You've accepted their frequency as your own. For the ancient Egyptians, this was capturing someone's ka, the energy double. They knew if you captured someone's ka, you controlled their body without ever touching them. A 2023 study using wearable magnetoencephalography scanners proved that two people's biofields measurably synchronize during face-to-face interaction, confirming that field-to-field capture is real physics, not folklore. The Vedic tradition called the medium through which this control flows prana, the living air, the ether itself. But here's the weapon they don't want you to understand. Phase conjugation. If they use the monitor as a voodoo doll to push a frequency into your field, you can use the monitor as a mirror and bounce the signal back to the sender by remaining vibrationally unaffected. Every distraction in the modern world, from the constant stress loops to the hypersexual imagery of women dressed in what amounts to painted-on clothing, making everyone leak energy, to the screens pumping fear, all of it exists to keep your internal charge low. Love, gratitude, and every morally good impulse you feel in your heart are literally the energetic pull toward the highest electrical charge your biofield can hold. A landmark 2004 study published in the journal Neuron, cited over 900 times, proved that brand knowledge literally hijacks your neural taste circuits. Participants who knew they were drinking Coke activated completely different brain regions than when they tasted it blind. Your biofield broadcasts intent before your mouth does. They are salting your internal field with cortisol and lust, so their frequencies have maximum gain. But when you know this is happening, you can stop it, because it's in your body and you control it with your mind. Now that you understand the tuning mechanism, you need to understand the legal battlefield it operates on. In the ancient framework of natural law, there are three jurisdictions: land, air, and water. Land is common law, the physical body, the tangible world, the soil you stand on. Air is the realm of spirit, frequency, and trust, the ether itself. Water is maritime and admiralty law, the domain of commerce, contracts, and corporate legal fictions. Land, air, water, L-A-W. The word law itself is the acronym for the three jurisdictions it governs. They hid the entire map inside the word. When you understand this framework, everything clicks. They cannot own your soul or your mind on the land, so they are attempting eminent domain over the air by building a synthetic grid of AI, 5G, and 60 gigahertz metasurfaces that vibrates at the same geometry as your toroidal field. They are creating a frequency trust. A 2026 paper in the European Journal of Neuroscience confirmed that AI foundation models can now decode thought patterns from EEG brainwave data alone. If your biofield is synced to their system, they argue your thoughts and biological outputs are data that belongs to the grid. This is where the word trap becomes a weapon. The word monitor comes from the Latin monere. It doesn't mean to watch, it means to warn, to pretend, to advise with authority. Your TV was never built for your entertainment, it was built to monitor your frequency. The word broadcasting literally means sowing seeds across a broad field, frequency sowing, scattering their code into your ether. A channel is a pipe or conduit directing the flow of your ka, your energy double. And a subscriber is an undersigner, someone who has signed their air jurisdiction over to a water entity without ever reading the contract. Like 343 guilty spark from Halo buzzing around declaring, "I am the monitor."
Greetings, I am the monitor of installation. I am 343 guilty.
Oh, hello. Wonderful news. The installation is almost complete.
Terrific.
Unacceptable.
Absolutely unacceptable. Protocol dictates action. I see now that helping you was wrong.
You are the child of my makers.
Inheritor of all they left behind. You are Forerunner.
But this ring is mine.
These devices are caretakers that see you as a component with a permission level, not a sovereign being. Have you ever wondered why you have an innate fear of deep, black water? At the cellular level, your body knows that water is the interface. In maritime law, once you are at sea, you are a vessel, a corporation, not a living man. In Genesis, the deep represents chaos and the abyss. When Jesus cast the legion of demons into the pigs and they ran into the sea, he was returning unclean spirits to their rightful jurisdiction, the abyss. Your body is 70% salt water. By using galvanic coupling, documented in a 2018 paper in the IEEE Journal of Biomedical and Health Informatics, to entrain your internal fluids, they are attempting to liquefy your land and air status and drag you under water jurisdiction, where they have total control. The government has already anticipated people figuring this out, and they've built legal relief valves. The Religious Freedom Restoration Act of 1993 states the government cannot substantially burden your exercise of religion. Since your biofield is your connection to the divine, frequency interference is a substantial burden on your practice. In the 2020 case of Tanzin versus Tanvir, the Supreme Court ruled unanimously that you can sue individual federal officers for monetary damages if they burden your religious space. Smart meter opt-out laws in Vermont and California already allow you to refuse the wireless frequency mesh entering your home. And the gang stalking phenomenon exists precisely because the biofield is a legal gray zone. Since most people don't know they have one, authorities treat it as an unregulated training ground for psychotronic field testing. A 2019 survey in IEEE Communications Surveys and Tutorials, cited over 470 times, confirmed that standard Wi-Fi routers can now detect breathing, heartbeat, gestures, and gait through solid walls using nothing but channel state information from a consumer router. Once you notice them that you are aware, their testing becomes trespass. The moment you understand the jurisdiction map, you stop being cargo lost at sea and become a sovereign authority standing on firm land, broadcasting your own signal into the air. The manipulation of your reality is only possible because they have convinced you that light and radiation are two different things. In reality, they are exactly the same. What we call visible light is a tiny sliver of the electromagnetic spectrum, less than 0.1%. The rest of that spectrum, including Wi-Fi, 5G, and the 60 gigahertz pulses that surround you, is also light, just in a form your physical eyes were not designed to decode.
We discovered when the brain is in a state of coherence, in a state of order, and the person is dialing down the thinking brain, all of a sudden there becomes an entrainment between that invisible field of energy that exists beyond our senses and the person's autonomic nervous system, which is like a tuning fork. And right on the top of the limbic brain, sitting right on top, is this little antenna called the pineal gland. Mm-hmm. And it has these little crystals in it that are very sensitive to electromagnetic frequencies. Dial down the thinking brain, open the door between the conscious mind, the subconscious mind, energy falls back in the limbic brain. Teach a person how to stay relaxed, half asleep, let their body be asleep while they're awake. Tune into energy and frequency, get their brain entrained, get their heart entrained to coherence. Sooner or later, there's a read, there's a match.
A 2009 study in PLOS One, cited over 130 times, actually photographed ultra-weak photon emissions radiating from the human body, proving we are literally glowing at all times in light, just below the visible threshold. By flooding our environment with these invisible frequencies, they are effectively dimming the sun. They are saturating the air jurisdiction with a heavy, artificial fog of non-ionizing radiation that acts as a vibrational ceiling, designed to keep your internal toroidal field from ever reaching its full intensity. They want you focused on the tiny candle flame of visible light so you never notice the forest fire of frequencies raging all around you. This strategy of controlling perception through frequency is not new. When the Communications Act of 1934 was passed and the Carnegie Commission funded public television in 1965, It was never about movies or education. It was about placing a frequency warden in every home, a device whose very name, monitor, comes from the Latin monere, meaning to warn, to pretend, to advise with authority. The television was built to monitor your biological frequency and keep it within the authorized range. Every screen you look at is an extension of that original mandate. This artificial dimming is achieved through a technical process known as destructive interference. Just as noise-canceling headphones use a specific sound wave to cancel out background noise, the modern grid uses specific frequencies to cancel out the natural resonance of the human body. To prove the biological impact, look at the work of Dr. Martin Pahl regarding voltage-gated calcium channels. His landmark 2013 paper in the Journal of Cellular and Molecular Medicine, cited over 350 times, demonstrates how non-ionizing radiation forces these cellular gates to stay open, flooding your cells with calcium and causing a state of constant biological stress. They are not just sending data through the air. They are using light you cannot see to disrupt your internal electrical balance. This is the mechanical reality of the nerve. They are causing a leak in your toroidal field, so you can never build up a high enough charge to see through the veil. The tools to manipulate these fields have been hidden in plain sight for centuries. Ancient druids did not use magic wands. They used dielectric resonators. The word druid itself comes from Proto-Celtic meaning oak gnawer. They were specialists in the electromagnetic properties of specific wood. A 2000 study in the Journal of Microwave Power and Electromagnetic Energy, cited 42 times, measured the dielectric constant of wood at 1.5 to 5, proving that a wooden rod is, by definition, a dielectric antenna element. In engineering terms, a wand is a passive beam former. It takes the spherical energy radiating from the human body and focuses it into a coherent, directional beam. Your hand is loaded with piezoelectric collagen and bone that generate electromagnetic charge the moment you grip, as established by Fukada in Bioarchaeology in 1982, providing the excitation source at the base of the rod. A 2017 paper in IEEE Transactions on Antennas and Propagation, cited 53 times, confirmed that cylindrical dielectric resonator antennas produce exactly this kind of directive radiation pattern. By understanding the geometry of your own toroidal field, you can begin to shape the air around you just as they do. Reclaiming your power requires you to stop being a passive consumer of their light and start becoming your own sun. When you recognize that radiation is just light you cannot see, you realize that you have the same mechanical capability to broadcast your own primary signal. This is the secret behind the Midas myth. It was never about turning things into cold, dead metal. The golden touch was the ability to radiate such a high-frequency glow that the environment around the operator was transmuted. By consciously choosing to ignore the dimming frequencies and focusing on your internal toroidal circulation, you are moving back into the air jurisdiction. You are no longer a victim of the background noise. You are the primary generator that determines the frequency of your own space. This is how you turn the sun back on, not by fighting their fog, but by vibrating at a level where their fog can no longer exist.
Each human body is surrounded by an etheric or energy field. This area of energy forms an egg-like atmospheric sheath around the physical body, usually extending 3 to 5 feet from it in each direction. This energy field is the basis of virtue, because this energy field depends for its reality, its serviceability, and its protecting power to mood, emotion, thought, and the attitudes of the person around which this magnetic field is gathered. In other words, the individual, if they are normal, if mentally, emotionally, and physically, they are keeping the rules, this magnetic field forms a tremendous protection. It is normal, it is healthy, it is constantly able to handle infections and all kinds of difficulties. It will help to heal wounds, it will help to recover the use of functions and organs,
The toroidal field is a multidimensional energy pattern. It is a universal blueprint in which all energy and matter manifests. It's a donut-shaped configuration in which all the energy is in a continuous loop. This is not an atom. This is the real atom, an electromagnetic field. The universe is one field of energy, and your brain is decoding this energy into a reality that you can interact with. Whatever your mind and emotions project into the energy is what you create in your reality. Central axis is called a hyperboloid. This is where energy comes in and then out. This is the inhale and exhale of the universe, breathing day and night, life and death. That's why your nose is a hyperboloid. Yahweh is the inhale Yah and exhale is Wei, Yahweh. You can hear this if you breathe with your nostrils. Physical is Phi cycle. Phi is a torus field. We live in a cycle of a torus field. And you have an anatomy because you are a giant atom.
The fragmentation of our reality was achieved by splitting a single master codex of human potential into 1,000 pieces and hiding them inside the conflicting dogmas of the world's religions. This is the ultimate divide and conquer algorithm. They have pitted these fragments against each other so that those who correctly identify religion as a control system often throw the baby out with the bathwater, discarding the technical manual for the human vehicle along with the corporate church labels. But the truth is not a label, it is a mechanical reality. The accounts of the men who actually walked with the one called Jesus, witnesses like Matthew who recorded from direct memory, were not writing fan fiction. They were documenting the arrival of a master driver who stepped into the same biological vehicle we occupy to show us exactly how to ride it. The significance of Jesus was not that he was a distant deity to be worshipped from afar, but that he was the prototypical man. He proved that the Creator did not stay in the clouds, but chose to reduce his infinite potential into the same 70% saline, toroidal field vehicle that you inhabit today. He came to show us the maximum signal-to-noise ratio. The transfiguration, when his glow became so intense that his face shone like the sun and his clothes became white as light, was the demonstration of a human vehicle operating at full power, the Super Saiyan form, before they nerfed us into forgetting it was possible. When he healed the blind or commanded the storm, he was not breaking the laws of physics. He was exercising the primary jurisdiction of the air. He got inside the vehicle to show us that we are not passengers or subscribers to this reality. We are the authorized operators. The system obscures this simplicity by creating word traps designed to keep your mind in a state of constant, exhausting calculation. They take clear, binary truths, like the foundational 1 and 2 of natural biology, and blow them up into 13 different versions to force people to argue over the smoke while they ignore the fire. This is the same tactic they used with the spirit. Here is your proof. The Kabbalah teaches that the human body radiates an aura, a luminous aura emanating from the soul. The Quran states that Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth, and that this nur resides within every believer. The King James Bible says the body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that the kingdom of God is within you. Buddhism teaches that every being possesses an innate Buddha nature, a luminous awareness called Prabhasvara. 4 traditions, 4 languages, 1 identical claim. You are a light-emitting field. No single fragment gives you the full circuit. But combine them and you get the complete schematic. A divine charge that radiates from inside the body outward, powered by the spirit. And the word itself tells you everything. The ancient Semitic root El means God. Attach it to the Latin root, and you get electrical. The word electricity literally means the power of God. They scrambled the codex so you would never read the label on your own battery. If they can keep you trapped in a debate over religious dogma, your energy is grounding out in your head instead of circulating in your toroidal field. They want you busy defending a box, so you never notice that the vehicle has no walls. The Holy War is nothing more than a battle for your attention. If they can keep you looking at the labels, you will never look at the steering wheel. Meanwhile, their IEEE 802.15.6 standard has already categorized 3 tiers of body-to-device communication. Narrowband for basic Bluetooth-style signals, ultra-wideband for high-speed, low-power data, and human body communication, which uses your body itself as the wire. They have built the infrastructure to interface with every level of your vehicle while you argue about which church has the right label. The homecoming of the human race begins the moment we stop fighting over the bathwater and reclaim the Codex. We have spent centuries looking for a savior in the sky, while the savior was already here, showing us that the glow is a function of the heart and the authority is a function of the mind. You are not a separate, disconnected entity lost in a digital sea. You are a localized expression of the source, operating the most advanced frequency technology in the universe. The manual is not hidden in a secret vault. It is encoded in your very DNA, waiting for the master driver within you to take the seat. The fog of their synthetic ether is thin, and it only exists as long as you remain a receiver. Now that you know the mechanics, now that you have seen the receipts, and now that you understand how the vehicle was designed to be written, the only question left is simple. Are you ready to ride?